the story starts the night before. We were all out for dinner, and we had just beaten the Irish national team that day, and the stroke oar of the Irish national team stopped by our table, and he said, whatever you boys do, you need to be out ahead early. Sell your soul early. So the next morning, we warmed up, as usual, for the Grand Challenge Cup, which normally goes off right after lunchtime, since it's the premier event. As just after our warm-up, we pull into the starting blocks and realize the British team is already there with their full sweatsuits still on, obviously not ready to race. We find out that the British judges have made the decision that their breakage allows them to postpone the start. So we get to paddle down the course that day in front of the whole crowds, put our boats away, retire to our hotel room for 2 hours of nerves and sweat. We got into the blocks for the second time, having worried about spending all our energy on our first warm-up. But we got in there, and for whatever reason, the gods were with us, the wind was with us. We took off like a shot, like we had never started before. And it was just a thrill to be in the boat. Got 4 or 5 seats on them within the first 300 or 400 meters, and it was obvious we were out to row the race of our lives that day. Although an interesting note, in the middle of it, actually early on, about 200 or 300 meters in, I see John Stilling's eyes get big as saucers, and I don't find out till afterwards that a couple who had a little too much to drink and were rowing their dory across the rowing course were right in our way, and he was just about ready to stop the crew and didn't know if we'd be disqualified or not. At the last second, they scurried out of the way and we continued on. About halfway through the course, the British, which was their national team, started to make a comeback on us. The middle of the race is really a blur to me. We were at the same time, we felt like we were flying, we were hanging on because we knew this was the British national team and they were coming at us every stroke, and we kept lengthening the lead, though. We just kept rowing the race of our lives. We were just elated. The boat just flew that day for some reason, as compared to the semifinal the day before, where it was just absolutely a labor of guts to pull that one out. This race just flowed. It was just fabulous. I really can't remember the sprint or the finish. All I remember is after the finish, the hoots and hollers from the sidelines, all our parents, the coaches, all the guys in the boat. It was just an unbelievable feeling. Husky Crew to me is all about the people. I probably would have said in my rowing days it was all about the winning, because it was fun to win and be part of Husky, the winning tradition. But the longer I've been around the program, the kids I've seen, the people I've met, who've come before me and the kids after, the quality of people that come through Husky Crew, the guys and the gals, are just fabulous. I know these days, as I listen to the results, I'm never disappointed for Husky Crew if we don't do well. I'm disappointed that the great kids in those boats had a bad race. That's probably what affects me more than anything these days. I am just thrilled with the level of quality characters that we have come through the program. I think that more than anything is what Husky Crew means to me.